Spain has suffered fewer Islamist terror attacks than some other European countries, including France or the UK, but in both of Spain's deadly attacks, the 2004 Madrid train bombings and an ISIS attack in Barcelona last month, the suspects had ties to one specific mosque on the Mediterranean coast. Reporter Lauren Frayer went to that mosque and rang the doorbell.
The green and white stucco El Furqan Mosque is tucked away in a scruffy industrial park in Villanova y la Geltrú, a mile from the glittering Mediterranean and 30 miles south of Barcelona. The mosque's president, Yusuf Agbalu, welcomes me in. He's honest about what happened here.
The previous imam followed a strict form of Islam called Salafism, but he took it too far and radicalized people. 17 people from our mosque went to jail.
When police arrested them, they found a pamphlet here entitled Secrecy in Jihad, instructing radicals to go undercover by drinking alcohol, eating pork, and appearing to be secular, all as a cover for jihad. That's exactly what happened last month in Barcelona. Terrorism expert Jofre Montoto says the ISIS attackers were beer-drinking youth radicalized by an imam.
This person, the imam, like a guru, an older man with more knowledge about the Islamic religion, a man with experience in the world.
A man who, investigators believe, also had links to the El Furqan Mosque. Spain's northeast Catalonia region has made more jihadi arrests than anywhere else in Spain. Another terrorism expert, Lorenzo Vidinho, says it started with a handful of Salafist imams who espouse a conservative but not necessarily violent ideology.
In the early 90s, you had a couple of very charismatic preachers that established the first Salafist mosque in southern Catalonia, partially because of the funding they received from Gulf countries. They built a narrative which is fairly easy for a radical imam or a few young followers to take to the next level, which entails the use of violence.
On this same stretch of Spain's coast, 9/11 hijacker Mohamed Atta held a planning meeting. And police killed some of the Barcelona attackers.
En Catalunya hay alrededor, hay unas
police inspector Albert Oliva says authorities have undercover agents in Salafist mosques all along this coast. But there are also unlicensed mosques. The Catalan town of Reus has issued a permit for only one mosque for about 10,000 Muslim residents. On Islamic holy days, people can end up praying outside in the street, says Hilal Tarku, a local lawyer and Muslim community leader.
When they don't give enough permits for mosques, mosques go underground into private homes where there's no surveillance at all.
He wants the Spanish government to vet all imams and audit the finances of all mosques. Back at the El Furqan Mosque, Agbalo points at security cameras installed after the Salafist imam was arrested back in 2005. These days, you don't know what's inside people's minds, he says. But we want to do all we can to keep ourselves and our children safe. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Frayer in Villanova y la Geltrú, Spain.